Welcome to Real Estate Today, your residential and commercial source for marketing trends and investment strategies in the Willamette Valley. Real Estate Today on KUGN is brought to you by Cascade Title Company, David Carmichael, property tax attorney, Brigham Construction, Evergreen Roofing, State Farm agent Heidi Pollack, and McBride's Inspection Services. Now, Real Estate Today on KUGN.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. David Moore has agreed to join me today. He has 20 years of experience dealing with real estate and more specifically, most recently, dealing with the IRA, the Individual Retirement Account, and using that to acquire real estate. David, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Absolutely. This will be, unfortunately, our last button-up on this particular topic. You've shared some great information over the last two-week period of time. Let's go into the idea of using your IRA to go into a self-directed IRA account where your firm becomes directly involved with my opportunity to access the monies so that I can move quickly with the IRA. That's been the cumbersome part in the past, is moving quickly. Now I have the opportunity to move quickly, technically, through a checkbook.
Certainly. And that's what we're really happy with the process. We use what's called a checkbook LLC. And so if you're an investor and you've got a piece of property, let's say you're working with Bob on investment, we want to make sure that the thing is structured correctly from day one, that the deal's offer is set up in the, if you're using our checkbook LLC process, in the LLC's name. So you strike a deal, you need earnest money, you've got a checking account that's actually the LLC's checking account. The member of that LLC is the IRA, and you've got the ability as manager of that LLC to go write a check for the earnest money for that purchase. When it comes time to close that purchase, you're just going to write a check for the balance of that purchase. During the time that property is owned by the IRA, everything that's happening is taken care of by the IRA. Positive cash flow goes right back into that checking account. When the property's sold in the future, boom, the money from that sale goes back into that checking account, and it's the IRA's. You personally do not benefit in any way from that today. It's your retirement account.
In fact, if you did benefit from it, that might pierce the IRA and cause it to become taxable.
Certainly. And the thing that's really tough is that it doesn't just jeopardize the amount of money that's been put in the process. It converts your entire IRA. So it's something where we really want people to be cautious. We want to make sure they're doing the things from the beginning the right way, and that we take the time to plan that investment and really work to make that plan effective.
Okay, let's assume that I found the perfect property. I'm all excited. My IRA doesn't have enough money to cover it. Could I joint venture with you individually and personally? Well, not with your IRA, but separate funds.
Well, you could go out and buy it with your best friend, and that would be fine if you said, gee, I've got $250,000 in IRA money there, and I've got another $100,000 personally in the bank, and I'd like to, in effect, buy with my IRA something. That is possible. It's just got to be structured correctly once again. And that's where we really want to stress upon, people, the importance of planning. And,
right.
And any of these things are possible with the proper planning. And we really work as a team with good, competent tax and legal people as well.
That's fantastic. David can be reached at www.iraadvantage.net. www.iraadvantage.net. David, thank you so much for sharing information.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments. Have a fantastic evening.
This has been Real Estate Today on KUGN News Talk 590.